The new type of timber floating houses is intended to be practical, affordable, and equipped to deal with floods by rising with the water levels. Collectively, water has the potential to deliver as many as 7,500 floating homes with minimal disruption to existing communities and environment in London alone. Architecture can only respond to overpopulation by addressing the issues of density, economy, and speed of construction. Floating architecture is nothing new. Traditional floating villages are common in deltas and along the Mekong River in Southeast Asia. But integrating age-old designs into a modern city is a different matter entirely. In Holland's Amsterdam, the water district, which is being developed now, will provide homes for 45,000 residents on 10 islands. In Copenhagen, floating student housing is made from shipping containers. Each container has 12 studio apartments with shared courtyard, complete with barbecue area, bike racks, and a kayak landing, and is powered in part by solar energy. The award-winning lagoon structure designed by Nigerian architect of Dutch studio NLE Works was built to provide a school and community center in the city.